Welcome to the Monday, January 23rd, 2012 edition of the Science and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording today from Omaha, Nebraska. Let's start with diaries. Guy posted a diary about his DNS sinkhole tool. He did release an update. The update does patch some issues he had with PowerDNS. So if you're using this sinkhole with PowerDNS, in particular with the MySQL backend, you may want to have a look at it. It also now adds a Webmin plugin that allows you to query the sinkhole database for any hosts that you may be blocking. Now then, a couple of different news outlets reported about a change in tactics from Anonymous in some of the recent denial of service attacks. In particular, with the most recent denial of service attack against the FBI's and Department of Justice websites, those attacks relied less on the good old low orbit Eincannon. Instead, they used a little JavaScript trick. Now, one of the problems with the low orbit Eincannon was that whoever ran the tool in support of Anonymous's mission, of course, put themselves at risk of arrest. And law enforcement has actually cracked down on some of the people running it. The tool does not obfuscate IP addresses, so it's pretty trivial for the victim to figure out who's attacking them. Now, the newer tool they're using is actually just a little JavaScript snippet that they're placing on a website, and then they're advertising the URL via Twitter. So far, I haven't really seen any real deception in that sense. The URL is, while it's usually sort of a short URL, it is usually advertised as an anonymous denial of service URL. However, one of the problems is as soon as you go to the page, it will launch JavaScript in your browser that will launch a denial of service attack against the victim site. Seems to be focusing somewhat on FBI.gov right now. The tool itself is just a simple form. You can specify a URL that's going to be attacked. You can specify a speed at which the tool attacks and also sort of a parameter to add to the URL. And then the JavaScript will go out and sample the URL and then essentially just access it by assigning it to an image tag. So your browser will start trying to load an image from that URL. Even if there is no image being returned, doesn't really matter. There's still a request being sent to the server. Now, the tool is rather aggressive. It attempts, I believe, 5,000 requests per second, but I may not have quite interpreted right. I tested a tool against my own website over a somewhat shaky VPN connection while being on the road, and I only got it up to about 5 requests a second. It is pretty easy to identify these requests. They follow a specific format where it has the base URL, then sort of an ID, and then a message that you may append to the URL. So it shouldn't really be too hard to filter something like that. If you're interested, I posted a sample URL as part of the diary. Probably the best way to detect it internally if one of your users inadvertently clicked on the URL is just by looking at rate limiting in HTTP requests, in particular to sites currently under attack like FBI.gov and justice.gov. But let's see what we do have in other news. A few SCADA researchers published a number of different vulnerabilities, including exploit tools. This is a little bit unusual. The researchers involved, like for example, Bearstorff and such, that have found vulnerabilities in the past, were usually a little bit slower in releasing the details. However, in the past, they found that vendors didn't really assign these vulnerabilities the priority that they felt is necessary. So in order to put more pressure on these vendors, and I believe there are 4 or 5 different vendors involved in this latest release, they're trying to be a little more aggressive in actually releasing attack tools or more details about the vulnerabilities. I hope it works out for them. This is always a big dilemma in vulnerability research, where you find vulnerabilities and then have a hard time actually convincing the vendor to do something about these vulnerabilities and also to convey the actual seriousness of the problem. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.